Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, how do you deal with a spirit who is protective of your son, but doesn't appear to like you?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is Real Ghost Stories Online, and we love those real ghost stories. So if you have one, call it in at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the complete and massive archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. And my dog, Benjamin, is sitting on my sister Kathy's lap and looking at me like he's ready to talk about ghosts. He's like, well, yeah, what are we talking about today?
That makes sense.
It's so cute. Sense. I just glanced over and he's just looking at me like, yeah, I'd like to talk about some ghosts now, please.
Yeah.
Although he thinks he just heard one. There was this minute ago, there was this really loud boom in the neighborhood. I don't know what it was. It sounds like a really loud gunshot or something. But the weird thing is I've heard this in this neighborhood like
a few times. I've heard it too.
10 times, if not more.
Yeah, it's more of a boom than a gunshot.
It is like the loudest boom.
Yeah.
And I don't know, almost maybe like a transformer blowing.
Yeah, more along that line. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we have electricity. We're sitting here, but look across the street. Oh, you know what? Look across the street. I don't think there's any lights on. I think it was a transformer that blew.
More than meets the eye.
Because Beverly across the street always has her porch light on. There is no light on.
It is.
And the crazy thing is we're on two different systems. There are two different grids, I guess is the term for it. So when mine is out, hers is on. So it's kind of like I'm taunting her right now.
Interesting. You know, I have to say, I am super excited about this topic that you brought up about the possibility of a spirit liking one person but not someone else. I think this is a thing. I totally think that's a thing. When I was living in that Burlington, Iowa building, I had this really weird feeling that whatever the spirits, and I think there was more than one, I think there were several things happening in that building, liked me.
I remember you saying that, and I'm like, no, Kathy. Like,
no, I totally felt like they did. Yeah. Like, they were super protective of me. And it reached a point that I almost felt like it was getting creepy. You know,
well,
when they started
just
like touching
you talk
me.
Talk about and, it sounds creepy because it's like you're having a relationship with a ghost. Like,
yeah,
this ghost likes
that
you.
Was kind of weird, like that. And you know, but I had you know instances where like I'd be touched, you know, or like in kind of this like way that you would touch somebody that you cared about.
Didn't
like when, they pulled my, you know, like
they move your
move
hair.
My hair.
Because like Ramey, when you were dating him, he was at your house and didn't something hit him on the head?
Yeah, we had some things where other people were, you know, treated badly, right?
Yeah, like some he's just sitting
yeah,
on the sofa
and
something
hit
him.
Him. Yeah, and he's like, what the heck was that? You know, like something hit him. And but yet me, I always felt like they were just super almost overprotective of me. And so I'm interested in this story because
and
I kind of feel
one,
the same, like this is a thing that can be there.
They have so much activity in this house. Mm. So it says, my husband and I bought a turn of the century farmhouse. Which century? Mm. Now, which one would that be?
I got a feeling.
2000?
Probably not.
In Northwest Ohio in October 2011, it had fallen to disrepair and had been renovated by a few people over the years. But when we bought it, we had big plans to restore it. We had two big dogs at the time, a German Shepherd and a Newfoundland, who weighed around 150 pounds, and they slept on the floor next to each of us at night. Our bedroom was upstairs, and the stairwell separated the bedroom from the other upstairs rooms. One night, about a week after we moved in, we were settled into the bedroom and almost asleep when we heard and felt a huge bang on the wall by the stairs. We both shot upright, and the dogs perked up and growled. My husband ran downstairs to see who had broken in, but nobody was there. The bang shook the house, and it felt like someone kicked or punched the wall. That's intense. Not long after that, we noticed other strange things. Above our headboard were huge handprints, and the fingerprints were triangular. More showed up as time progressed. It made me think, I don't even like saying incubus and succubus, but that's what it says. We're sitting on top of us at night. I hate those two words. I hate them. I don't even like saying them. And resting its hands on the wall. We tried to put our hands on the wall and smear them around to see if we could recreate them, but no luck. My husband worked a swing shift, so sometimes I'd be alone in the house at night. I grew up with a paranormal, so I wasn't afraid. I would be. But I'd be reading on the couch with the dogs at my feet and suddenly hear a screen door slam and heavy boots pacing around in the kitchen. Caleb was at work and we lived in the country, so nobody was physically there. We did not have a screen door, but the sound was unmistakable.
God, I would be scared to death.
I
mean, because you'd think nobody's there, but you know.
Still could be a serial killer.
I watched the Blair Witch Project. Like, there's somebody that could be in your house, right?
Especially because you are in the country.
Yeah.
We've all seen those movies.
Yo,
we know what happens to people.
You know, like,
Leatherface
does not hang out in the middle of town.
He does not live on my street. Knock on wood, now that I said that out loud. Yeah.
Well, of course, there are serial killers that do live right in the middle of town.
I am the one who lives like 3 miles as a bird flies from BTK's house. But
yeah,
whatever.
So
one night when Caleb was out of town, I woke up to the back door swinging open and slamming, and rain poured into the house. Since I was home alone, I made it a habit to lock the doors, then push and pull on them to make sure they were locked up tight. Yet at 3 a.m., the damn door swung open in the middle of a driving rainstorm. I shut the door and returned to the couch, since I was afraid to go upstairs alone. The heavy boots stomped back into the kitchen and dining room for a few minutes until I said, Mr. Boots, please be quiet tonight. I don't mind that you're here, but please be quiet. Another night, we were getting ready for bed, and I went to switch off the hallway light that led to the back door. As I did, the switch flipped right in front of me. I said, thank you, and asked Caleb if that had ever happened to him. He said, yes. And he just said thanks and went on about his business. People are just so, thanks, okay. We would also see a shadow figure dart from the downstairs guest bedroom toward the stairs. I would be in the kitchen, turning around and watching the man-shaped figure dart from room to room. I just took note and went on with cooking.
Oh my gosh.
How can people be like that?
Well, she said that she had grown up with paranormal, so possibly, you know.
Like, there you are, making your pasta dinner, and then you look up and see somebody darting shadow person, and you go, noted.
Yeah, and I...
gotta finish up with my dinner.
I couldn't.
Hats off for this person being much braver than me. I mentioned that I was afraid to go upstairs, and for good reason. A few nights when I was home alone, there would be a black mass at the top of the steps, and I could feel the anger he directed toward me. If I needed to walk by the stairs, I wouldn't even look up because I could just see a black column vibrating and shimmering. No way in hell was I going up there. We also have a small attic with a sliding door in the ceiling. My husband came running downstairs one night with a shotgun and white as a hotel sheet. Oh. Not just any sheet, but the hotel ones. I asked him what had happened, and he said that the panel had slid aside while he was standing in the room.
Oh, no.
That panel slid sideways several times over a few years with no human touching it.
Oh.
A friend loaned us his big, old, hard-covered family Bible and said, leave this in your bedroom and see what happens. We were a little nervous, but I opened the book to a random passage, and we went to sleep. I woke up because I heard a voice in my ear saying, that book doesn't belong here. Get rid of that book. I had a vision that it was a woman leaning over me. We had seen a woman twice before that, and she saved my husband's life, but clearly the presence of a Bible pissed her off.
Way to bury the lead. Yeah. How did she save his life?
Side note. And if she saved his life, then why would she be saying...
Why would she be mad about the Bible?
She seems like a good spirit. One of our friends can talk to spirits, so we invited her over one night without giving her information. We said we needed some help dealing with the spirit. Immediately, she walked to the bottom of the steps and looked upstairs, and the goosebumps popped up on her arms. And she looked at me and said, wow, he really doesn't like you. I thought, no shit. But as she went through the house, she was drawn to the top of the steps and said that he watched me from there a lot, and that the small room with the attic door was where he spent a lot of time. That was his special place. She also told us that the spirit was confused and that he thought Caleb was his son. We had an infant son as well, and she said that he felt very protective of our son and wanted to be sure I was taking care of everyone. I was a little insulted but comforted too. If the guy hated me but watched over my son, I could deal with that. We still live at the house, and the activity really picks up if we're going through a rough time or stressed out. Mr. Boots is allowed to stay because I don't think he's bad. I do think the other entities in the house need to be taken care of, though. What do you think, Jesse? There's a lot going on in that house.
There is a lot to unpack there.
You know, and just the random, the woman saved his life, but then doesn't like the Bible. That's weird to me.
I would like to know how she saved his life.
Yeah, and maybe of a dream, and so maybe she interpreted the dream differently than what it was or something.
I don't know. I'd love Jesse to write back and tell us the story about being saved, that the spirit saved his life. And it very well could have. You know, I've had times in my life that I felt I was saved by something stepping in, you know.
I do definitely think there's more than one thing going on. And this Mr. Boots, who would freak me out just hearing someone walking around, doesn't feel scary to her. But whatever is at the top of the steps, that does feel scary to her.
And I don't think that's uncommon. I mean, I think you can have good and bad. When we grew up, I always felt like there was something bad in that house, really evil. But then I felt like there was something else that was, you know, not, and maybe even helping to try to, you know, help us. So I don't think that's uncommon to have more than one thing going on.
And as a parent, I'm not, but how would you feel? Because the spirit has to be the one that medium was talking about. It has to be the dark one at the top of the stairs. and that was confused and felt very protective of our son, wanted me to sure I was taking care of everyone, and then says, if the guy hated me but watched over my son, I could deal with that. I don't think I could.
Well, and
because are you going to get possessive about my son and weird right. about it? And is this, you know, the next well, kind of Damon movie or something? Damien movie?
Well, and the other thing I think in this that I find interesting is, has that changed over the years? I mean, it sounds like they've been living there a while now.
Yeah, right.
And has that, do you see that differently? Has the son ever had any issues?
Right.
Has he ever seen anything? Has anything bugged him? Is he sleeping upstairs? Are y'all sleeping? You know what I mean? Because she said at times that she wouldn't even go up there. So is he up there by himself? And, you know, at times? And is he okay with it?
It says, I think the other entities in the house need to be taken care of, though. But, I mean, it's just not that easy. It's like, okay, y'all, gotta
well,
go.
That, maybe it's a sage time and, you know, see if you can have somebody come in and, you know, sage the house and try to clean it.
Move.
Which isn't always a possibility.
But now that you've lived in the house long enough, maybe you have enough equity built up in the house that you can move and everything would work out fine. I think that would be what I would do.
She's very brave.
Oh my God, so much braver than me. Like, I'm embarrassed how wussy I am, but I am. Mm. But man, that was a lot. There's a lot going on in that house.
A lot.
So here is the next caller.
Hi, my name is Jay, and my story is it happened in my house in Virginia. When I was in the Navy, I rented this house in Virginia Beach, and we started hearing footsteps from downstairs. You could hear them above us, and it definitely sounded like footsteps, and we kind of got used to it. And there was a time, at first it was just that, and then things kind of escalated. We had a candle that was thrown, and it was thrown so hard that the glass literally disintegrated. It was crazy. It almost hit my ex-wife and I. Another time is, Hurricane Sandy hit. And I guess they amplified it or something. And the footsteps were, like, going everywhere upstairs. And all of a sudden I got up, and I was just kind of interested to see what was going on up there. So I started walking around to the stairs, and this black cloud shot down the stairs, went straight towards me, and then turned and went straight into the kitchen and disappeared. I couldn't see it after that. And then, so I met this girl, and she had a kid. The kid was like 4. I was staying upstairs where all those footsteps were. He was crashing up there, and all of a sudden he's screaming one night. So we run up there, and we asked him, we were like, hey, what happened? And, he said he saw this big black cloud in his room. And I never told, him or, my ex, that I saw that black cloud, and it was just, it was pretty crazy that they saw it too. And, so, I mean, even my neighbor would tell me that, she could hear, if I leave the windows open, she could hear the cupboards like slamming and doors slamming while we're gone, or while I was gone. This is pretty wild, but, hopefully you can feature that. Have a good day. Love the show. Bye.
Wow.
Well, now that's creepy stuff.
God, I guess. So I'm trying to get my head around. What was this, an apartment, right? Because he said the neighbor could hear things.
Hey, my name is Jay, and my story is it happened in my house in Virginia.
So house.
We I'm just trying to get my head around, but. You know, it doesn't matter how old it is. Sometimes we have new houses that people mm-hmm. have issues with.
But that would be kind of interesting, because if you're living there by yourself and you're experiencing that stuff, you kind of tend to rationalize it like, I'm just hearing things mm-hmm. or that's not really happening. And then to have the little boy wake up and screaming, seeing what you had seen.
Right.
You know, it's just a little kid.
Yeah. And that the footsteps, yeah. And then the neighbor heard like slamming cupboard doors and things, you know, when nobody was home.
Which would make it pretty loud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, though, a lot of houses are pretty close to each other. And if they had their windows open, maybe you could.
Wow.
Ugh, I don't like that one. But no, definitely a haunted house.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I don't like that house.
No question.
Okay, so here's one more story. It says, when I was about 11 years old, my family and I were living in Burleson, Texas. I think I said that right,
Burleson.
I hope.
Burleson?
Burleson? Probably Burleson. I had my own bunk bed with a futon for a bottom bunk. I liked to sleep on the top, and at the time this happened, I had my bed positioned in the middle of my room with my head against the wall. This put my bedroom door on my left and my closet on my right and my ceiling fan directly above me. This particular night, I had pulled the chain on my ceiling fan, leaving just the fan with the light off. As I lay on my back trying to go to sleep, I noticed the motor of my fan was going off and on, and I could hear my light switch clicking. I turned my head to see a tall shadow figure standing in the doorway of my room messing with my light switch. I was so scared that I turned my face toward the ceiling and laid completely still, hoping this thing wouldn't see me or touch me. After a few seconds of this, I started to hear what sounded like someone running from my bedroom door to my closet door. This meant that whatever I saw was running around my bed. I lay there for what seemed like hours, but it was probably only seconds, and there was a loud bang, and I heard something fall over, and it stopped. I don't think I slept much that night, but I was too afraid to get down from my top bunk, which I totally understand that.
Oh, absolutely.
The next morning, I saw that my skateboard, which I had propped up against the wall my bed was against, had fallen over. My baseball bat, which was next to my skateboard, had also fallen. I told my parents about it, and of course they didn't believe me, but this wasn't the only thing that happened in that house. After that night, I talked my dad into putting my bed against another wall so I could see my whole room. A few months later, I was behind my futon, the bottom bunk, and was cleaning. I heard something scurry across a box. Scurry, I hate that word.
Ooh.
Makes me think of rodents.
Yeah.
I heard something scurry across a box I had in my room and stood up to see what it was. As soon as I stood up, my door, which was completely open, slammed shut. I ran out of my room expecting to see my sister, who loved to play pranks on me, laughing, but she and my mom were at the other end of the house. My sister had experiences in this house too. I have had experiences since moving out of it. My sister and I have even had shared experiences. Though this is my only experience with a shadow person. I love listening to your show, Rebecca. I think that's creepy. Like, and I get it too, especially when you're a kid and something like that happens and you're too scared to even get out of bed.
Right.
Like, there's nothing you can do but just lay there. And if I'm really still, he won't see that.
Exactly. Here. Cover your head, you know, kind of thing with the blankets. But
it terrified her so much that she had her dad move her bed. Mm-hmm. So it couldn't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think even when that's just as scary, something scurrying across a box. And then when you look to see what it was, you see the door slam shut.
And don't you think now she said that. Since then, she's even in other places now, she has this. And I think that is sometimes, I hate to say this, happens when things happen to us when we're younger.
Yep. You and I have talked about that. And then that's true.
It opens something up in us, and then we're more easily, you know,
just more open to
see
it.
Yeah. We're just open to it. Right.
Oh, that experience would have totally creeped me out. Mm-hmm. I'd been sleeping in my sister's room.
I also thought it was interesting.
Kathy, can I sleep in your bed?
She said they had shared experiences.
I would like to know more about the shared experiences too.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, you could become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.